brief overview of what Holistic Plan is. We started back in 2019. Two financial advisors started with the idea. They, as advisors running their own practice, were constantly, every year, they were doing tax return reviews. They were reviewing for errors or issues, or mostly reviewing for opportunities. Hey, I want to catch this. I want to talk about, we tried to execute on some strategy. Let's make sure it actually executed on the tax return and it turned out the way we expected. So that's really how we started as a practice and as a firm, with two financial advisors building a piece of software. And from here, what that software allows you to do is simply start with households like this, upload a tax return. So I'm going to hit right here. I'm going to grab the year that I'm actually doing the planning for, 2022. I'm going to go out to my desktop and grab the client I'm planning to talk about, which is this retired, return. This is a real, like, about 40 page tax return, personal return. We're not talking about the business tax returns or other resources at this time, but that personal return. And the software is, what it's going to do is it's going to read through the entirety of that return, typically in about 45 seconds to a minute. Now, sometimes it goes a little bit longer, maybe a minute and a half. Sometimes maybe there's an issue, kicks it over to our team internally. We'll get back to you in about 30 minutes with a ready return to use. But for the most part, the software is going to read through the entirety of that document and produce for us kind of three distinct deliverable resources to give over to that client in about 45 seconds. If you're not already doing tax planning, if you're not already looking at tax returns, I want to pause here and just say, one, you're not abnormal. It's okay. There's no critique. But what we have seen in the industry in the last 4 years, so in 2019, when we started, we joined the T3 Tech Service in early 2020. And at that time, about 4 to 8% of financial advisors were saying on that survey, I use some sort of tax planning software. By the end of 2022, so 2023's tech survey, 40% of advisors who are asked are using some sort of software. And of that 40%, the vast majority of them are using Holistic Plan, which we're really happy about and thankful for. But I say all that to just mention, this is becoming something that clients expect. It's not becoming something that clients think they might want. It's becoming something that with tax law changing constantly, they expect. And so the software has created for us kind of three distinct tools that we can use to begin kind of helping the client understand their tax liability and also helping them plan for the future. This tax explainer, again, with an upload of a tax return, it's just going to help them by giving them a visual to break down the tax return. Hey, client, here's how your income came to be. Here's all the different items that were included in what we call income from a tax return perspective, what we call capital gains from a tax return perspective, things like that. Here's how things like AGI work as it relates to reducing your income amount to what's going to become taxable in a little bit. Here's how that below the line deduction works. This is like your charity, your mortgage expenses, your state taxes. These are, again, things that reduce your taxable income down to what it's going to be, which is what's actually taxed. So we started from, again, 453, and now we're down to 382 that's getting taxed. And then right below that is where we get into this idea of total tax. Now, most clients, when they hear or they read about their own tax liability, they think, okay, I'm in the 24% or I'm in the 22% bracket, and that's how my income is taxed. Unless it's explained to them by some resource, right? They think all of my income is taxed at 22% until you begin to break it down in this way of showing them, hey, client, actually, you know, just to offer some ideas so you understand how the system works. You know, each dollar is kind of taxed at these different rates based on how they fit into the tax bracket. So this is just, again, a really simple way, hopefully a relatively simple way as it relates to, you know, federal tax law, of breaking down and explaining the tax return to the client. Below that, we get the same information on things like how their credits and payments came to be. So like, what all did they put in that actually creates their idea of like what's going to be owed or refunded at the end of the year. And then, of course, kind of explaining how that refund plays out. So this is really meant to be something that you might sit down with the client and read through. You can print it as well. It doesn't look the best because, again, you're printing something that we've created and designed to be, you know, interactive. But you can certainly hit print, control P here, and create something that's going to be deliverable as well to the client. You can see how that plays out as well. So the next thing, and the thing I'm going to spend most of my time on today, is the tax report. Again, a few seconds of an upload. Maybe it took me a little bit of time to get the return from the client probably, but once I've uploaded that return, 45 seconds, a minute later, I've got here a summary of their return. At the top, it really just breaks down their return in simple forms again. Here's your income, here's your AGI, here's your deductions. If we've already got a client who understands those things from before, it makes some sense, right? Again, as much sense as the federal tax code makes to the average person. But things like average rate, marginal rate, these are things that clients do want to understand. How am I being taxed and at what kind of percentage am I expecting that tax to play out, right? Understanding really briefly, like, on average, every dollar I make for my job is getting taxed at 16% is really important. And I think for most clients to feel that and understand that as it relates, especially their cash flow. Of course, important things like Social Security, cap gains hits, you know, being able to sort of briefly see that. And then below that, the software just kind of continues to summarize. I'm not having to keep up within my mind all the different MAGI limits for things like Roth contributions, student loan deductions for those clients who are still paying off loans, clients who are considering, you know, children, and that maybe they're right in that threshold for child tax credit. In this case, the client's over on every single one of those. So maybe I want to take this moment to say, hey, client, I want to hide this section and not walk through it with them, right? It's a good moment to maybe just remove that because there's nothing there to really talk about. I could do the same up here across my entire firm if I wanted to hide specific sections. Like maybe I never really want to talk about average rate or marginal rate or safe harbor. I can easily do that as well in the customization section. But again, we've just got an overview. Deduction summary, you know, there's a lot of opportunities here I'm going to talk about in a moment. Schedule D cap gains and losses and any carry forward. This might be important for those clients that are taking losses every year and carrying forward a lot. We want to be pausing here to say, okay, how much room do I have maybe to take a bunch of gain this year? These clients are in their mid-60s. We're probably going to be wanting to talk about Medicare premiums for the future. Again, I'm not having to keep this in my mind. It's right here for me that in 2 years, or technically in 1 year now, right? But 2 years from the tax return, they're going to be owing an additional about $450 a month in Medicare expenses. So we just need to be aware of that. And again, as planners, help them plan for that. Help them know to expect that as a part of their cash flow. Schedule C income sources, Schedule E, and Schedule B, of course. I want to just pause here for a minute on Schedule B, especially if you're an advisor who maybe you haven't looked very often or with great consistently at your clients' returns. There is a real opportunity here, especially around interest and dividends. You may not be aware of all the places your client's gathering interest, as it just by nature of the beast, right? Your clients maybe don't realize it. They don't know how to tell you. They forget to tell you, or they just don't think it's important. And I have a great example. One of our founders, he's got about a dozen clients still, and he uploaded one of their returns right after they started Holista Plan. And it let him know that one of his clients had a pretty large trust that was just dripping 2%, 3% interest every year. And it was bringing in a lot of money, but it could have been bringing in much more whenever it was brought under control and brought under the ability to actually manage some of those resources. And they had a conversation. The client was like, I didn't think it was able to be managed. And now, you know, quickly they were able to resolve that and make that a managed account instead. There's a lot of kind of things that maybe you might normally just miss as a part of your client's life because you don't see their bank every month, things like that. Being able just to kind of get a brief shot at, like, you're getting $1,500 in interest from a bank. How much, like, what do you have in savings there? Is that too much? Is that enough? Like, what do you feel comfortable with in cash? And maybe you're already scrolling down a little bit and skimming and seeing below that are these observations. So up to this point, it's all been summary. This bottom section is really where the software has gone out and made observations. I didn't say recommendations for a reason. We don't make qualitative judgments here because I do see as people were kind of streaming in, Some people are from broker dealers who maybe have very stringent guidelines on what's tax advice. Some people are from RIAs who feel that way. Some people, you know, hey, I'm a CPA, it doesn't matter, right? So the range is so massive, and what advisors and compliance groups say, this is okay, this is not. And so what we've done is we've provided observations here that just simply state things that are like, hey, given that you reported Schedule C and E income, you might consider working with a tax professional next year to avoid making mistakes, right? Something else, some sort of small, like, hey, your income is exceeding the threshold for net investment income tax. Let's have a quick conversation about what that is and how that impacts them or not, right? And then we get into more actionable items around things like, hey, you're in the 24% bracket. We might want to consider a Roth conversion based on your age and projection. You know, maybe I want to go in here and edit and say how much I'm thinking about. We can talk about how you might get to those numbers in a minute using Holista Plan, but this is just a really quick way, again, to just bring up a conversation maybe that you've had before, but you're not having every year. If I wanted to quickly bring it to the top, I could, things like that. If I can pull it correctly. But then there are also things that are very specific. Hey, you're deducting mortgage interest on your tax return. You know, maybe given the high standard deduction, it's not super valuable. We want to consider other ways to utilize your charitable giving to group into separate year contributions. The next item talks exactly about that. You had charitable contributions in excess of 10,000. You might consider a donor advised fund or alternating year strategy. If you're an advisor who's hearing some of this and already feeling a little overwhelmed, again, not abnormal, it's okay. I can tell you the many ways we provide training and onboarding and helping advisors understand both planning, but also understand our software. But even right here within the software, we've built some integrations that you can drop into things like Kitsis.com and just read a quick article on strategies and tactics when using donor advised funds for charitable giving, right? Without having to go do any extra work besides, you know, quick read, I now have a resource I can go through and understand a little bit more about why that might be helpful. You can hide any of these observations, of course, and then add your own. And then right below that, we're not reading the full state tax return in, but we do just remind you of some specific state tax items. We kind of remind these, call these hints because like I said, we're not reading the return, but it is important if you've got clients in multiple states, maybe states that you're not always comfortable or you're using or looking at their tax code all the time. Maybe I just don't remember if Social Security benefits are taxed or if 529 plans, you know, contributions are deductible. Again, quick reminders for those things. So I'm going to pause here, kind of gone for a little while here without much of a stop. Any questions at all, feel free to, like I said before, if you want to unmute, you're welcome to do so. If you want to use chat, you can do so. Any questions at all about this particular aspect of the software? All right. Well, if something does come up, please feel free to let me know. And then the latter half really of the software is scenario analysis. This is where I'm able to take what is provided for me here. All of the different data points from that tax return are all dropped in here for me, right? And I'm able to take what's provided here, copy that forward, and actually begin planning for the future. So one click, two click, three click, and now I've got for myself a baseline to begin thinking about how I want to do what I want to do this year. Now, this baseline is not entirely true, right? I know, for instance, that it's, you know, June. We've only taken 6,000 in cap gains, got a little bit of a raise from the federal government. We'll say it's 78.5. You know, this IRA distribution from last year, we're going to zero that out. You know, we'll go so far as to come down here to their, you know, schedule A deductions on charitable giving and just zero that charitable gift out. We haven't quite made that decision yet. And so now I'm kind of back to what I would consider sort of a baseline, a beginning point for this client this year. And a lot of times whenever we think kind of from a planning perspective, what's next? The main question that comes up is, okay, how much income really, like, what's my room, right? I don't want to do anything that's going to jump them into the next bracket or other issues. So what's my room? I'm going to just change one more quick thing. I'm going to remove these medical expenses. But how much room do I have? So right up here at the top, if I click on this three little dots section here and I click solve for max, what the software is going to tell me is how much room I have in the ordinary income side. That's, you know, W-2 income, IRA distributions, things like that. Or the cap gain side before there's a jump in the current like tax rate of that dollar. It's not always the brackets. A lot of times it is, but it's not always the brackets. Sometimes it's a credit phase out. Sometimes there's other things that are playing a role. But then below that, I also get some information on Medicare premium adjustments. So being able just to really quickly know, and I've only got $25,000 worth of room before their Medicare premiums are going to jump up in the future. And if my goal is to get it down from that 450 number that we saw on the tax report, maybe I really want to stick around and make sure I pay attention to that. Now, that 2550 number, that 138 number can be used as a great baseline for, you know, maybe we're talking to this client about a conversion or some other type of additional income. I can quickly enter, I want to do a conversion somewhere else. So I'll show you where the conversion plays out here. I quickly enter that amount. And you'll see right below here, the Roth explainer is a little bit more in depth than our other explainers, which I'll touch on. But basically what this allows me to do is if we're talking about a $25,000 conversion, I can quickly walk through with the client and show them, okay, based on, you know, where your assets are today. Let's say that I'm just going to kind of enter a few dollar amounts here, $1 million in taxable, $750 in cost basis, and we'll throw some information around here, and then we'll just leave all this stuff flat. But what this is going to do is as I enter this information, what the software is taking this all this into account for is, okay, based on your spending, based on how much you have in the bank, based on your income that's still coming in, things like that, how helpful is this conversion going to be? So again, I have something deliverable here to walk through. Here's your explanation of kind of why a conversion is important, maybe what the benefit of it is, things like that. And then below that, it actually walks through and shows the client at what point it becomes a break even or a break decision, right? You know, because of the tax costs initially, at what point does it become something that's actually valuable for the client? In this case, they're never spending so much that they run out of money, which is uncommon. Most people do. But you can see that towards the end of their life, if they were to live to 100, right, it becomes a pretty beneficial decision of doing this one-time $25,000 conversion. You can quickly change all this information around if you need to as well. Walking back, we have the same type of explainer for maybe walking through with the client the benefit of something like, say, a qualified charitable distribution. You know, last year they did $25,000 in gift, probably via cash or check to some organization. Well, what if we utilized it? You know, maybe they're right at 70 and a half and can start doing qualified charitable distributions, right? I've got an explanation again of what a QCD is, how it's beneficial to them, how does it work, those things, and really just walking through how much it could potentially even save them. Same thing for donor advised funds as well. So just a couple of quick resources, I think, for being able to really show that. And if you wanted to show kind of side by side, okay, here's doing that QCD. Maybe they want to see it more kind of side by side in this way versus not. Right. I can zero that out here and just drop a quick delta between the two columns to show them the potential tax savings. Not sure why that didn't work the way that I expected it to. Ah, that's why. You know, being able to show them really briefly between the two columns what the potential benefit of that is. So, tons of different resources here. So if you're, again, looking and you see this and you don't feel overwhelmed, you feel like, man, I use something like this. I have a spreadsheet, maybe something along those lines. There are not many boxes that you're not able to touch at here within the software. But you can easily drop over here if you're not sure how to model something. We have some resources here for explanation of how to model various strategies. So just walking through maybe, you know, QBI, if that's something you're dealing with, and how that's set up in the software. We also have a number of resources, both like with just hitting contact support here, as well as we have some live office hours, like on Zoom session, just like this, with our team that are available about 2 times a day. Jay is asking a really good question and a common one. Is there a report or specific way you present to CPAs? Jay, there's two great kind of things within that. So one, I always tell people it's all about the how you present it, right? And if you go to a CPA and say, hey, I've noticed some mistakes in the returns you've done in the past, so I'm starting to check behind you, right? It's probably not going to go over well. You're probably going to lose. If you had a center of influence there before, you're going to lose that. But I think that if you start it with more of a perspective of, hey, CPA, you know, I'm so aware of our client, our mutual clients, you know, accounts and how much they're spending in a given year, the decisions that they might make without thinking about the tax implications around IRA distributions or cap gains, that, you know, I've started using this software to maybe help me just help the client make better decisions about these things. Now, what the CPA is going to say is probably, I hope, great. You know, I don't talk to this client every single week or month. You talk to them a lot more than I do. You're more aware of these things. And you may have some that certainly go, oh man, but I do that. That's my job. I find that less and less CPAs, you know, I have a good friend who is one. He is busy 12 months out of the year, and doesn't have time to typically sit down with every single client and help them with this planning sort of side. And so one of the major ways that I suggest providing it is taking that tax report, that report just before this I showed you. I'll drop to it just so you can see what I'm talking about here. And just kind of saying, hey, just these are some of the observations that this spit out. You know, I know, obviously, you can read these, CPA. Like, I'm not saying that it's a good idea or a bad idea. I'm not saying what's right or wrong. I'm just trying to help them think through some ideas. I'd love for the two of us and our mutual client to get together and have a quick conversation. Maybe we grab lunch. Now you're building a team for the client, and hopefully you're kind of making the CPA feel like included in that. But more importantly too, putting them in the position of being the expert, because they are, right? They're the ones giving the tax advice, and you're able to say, hey, I'm going to need your help to execute some of these things. And so that's one of the ways. Another way I will get to just in a second, we have a resource called our tax letter. That I think can be a great way to sort of bridge the gap between what you do for the client and what the CPA does for the client. Jan is asking, is there a place that shows the different tax on dividends versus qualified dividends? So Jan, the place that would play out, so total dividends, any dividends that are not qualified, I believe. And I'm going to probably make the mistake right now, but I apologize in advance if I do. So qualified dividends should be taxed at the typical standard 15% rates, and 23.8% if needed, like with net investment rates. But any unqualified dividends are, I believe, like dividends that for stocks that you've only held on a short side. So they're going to be taxed at standard rates. There's not... I believe a section that would break out the difference in those taxes right now. I know that it's come up before on the tax report for sure. And we're making some pretty big adjustments. I don't know if you've seen, or we just made an adjustment today to allow you to actually adjust like what figures you're going to be able to show up here. And I believe the difference in those taxes is one of those things for the long term. So good question. All right, I'm going to drop over to the thing that I mentioned, Jay, kind of the next thing, which is that tax letter. This is really meant to be sort of a throughout the year resource. So I'm going to drop in here to Abe and Mary. And throughout the year, I've gone in here and I've just noted down here on tax letters, different things that they've done throughout the year. Contributions to their IRA, charitable distributions, if they're, you know, using QCDs, Roth conversions, things like that. And I've just quickly gone in here and just hit, you know, hey, they advisory fees paid from corporate accounts. And I go in here and I scroll up and I add an information line here. So on 6/1, 2023, they paid $1,500 to LPL, right? So when I do that, right below here, it's going to just break down for me all of those different items and provide some color above here about, you know, where that's going to be reported, how they need to be reminded of, you know, really just to let their CPA know that they did these things. For those of you who have ever executed a QCD, if your client forgets to tell the CPA that they did it, it doesn't show up on the 1099R, as we explain here. It doesn't happen on the return, and thus you've been made the fool, right? Because you told them, hey, if we deduct, just send this straight from your IRA, it's totally tax-free. Well, that's not true. And so there's an important just kind of note here, in a way for, again, for you to bridge the gap between what you're doing for the client throughout the year and showing the client, showing the CPA, hey, here's all the things that I'm aware of. And you can even flip this over to this CPA version that just takes out that colorful language and just says, hey, we made a grant from a donor advised fund. Here's how much. So a couple more brief things, and I'll just pause here again to see if there's any questions so far. I know we're not right at time, but I do want to be mindful of that, just in case there are some questions that linger. So last thing I'm going to speak to before I talk just about kind of overall education and things like that, are the age reminders. I just went to dashboard and age reminders, and I'll talk about how you can get a further demo if you'd like to talk more. But right here, this is a way for you within the software to get either notified via email, using the software or other resources, basically different age milestones that your clients are experiencing, whether they know it or not, right? And in case you're not aware of like what to do with a milestone, we've provided right out here some language that you can use to start that conversation. Hey client, Medicare eligibility starts at 65, blah, blah, blah. Walking them through why catch-up contributions are important to them, right? Again, something that they may miss because 15 and a half is a weird kind of time, but I want to catch that. I want to note that. I want to have that conversation. And so this is just a way for you to stay engaged and in touch with the different tax implicative actions, and age milestones that they experience throughout their life. So you can do this, even if you haven't uploaded a tax return for a client, you can push all your clients into here and get that information. So, the last thing I'm going to just touch on is I mentioned it earlier, we provide a number of great ways for you to be trained, both how to use the software and also how to do planning. We realized pretty early on that advisors, you know, our first probably 1,000 customers were all people who were using tax planning software already or already doing this kind of on their own by hand and knew sort of overall like some in-depth things about taxes and tax planning. But more and more realizing that's not the case for everybody. Most advisors, you know, aren't tested on this constantly, don't have a lot of questions about this from clients. And so when they do, they feel a little bit out of their realm. And so we've provided some ways to help with that. So one of the main ways that I think we've done that is this year, we're providing a full year of training from an advisor who's very seasoned in tax planning. And she is providing hour-long seminars, basically walking you through what tax planning is, how she has built her practice so that you can take some of those ideas and print them onto yours, how she even sends the email walking through the tax report with her client whenever she wants to do that, how she, you know, does different case studies within scenario analysis on how to do Roth conversions, things like that. And so this is just one of the ways in which we've continued to provide a number of ways to get trained on how to both do tax planning as a whole or use the software. You can see here are just a handful of the webinars we have upcoming. Some of them you don't see depending on how long you've been on the software or whether you're an admin like myself. And so these are just some of the things that we're doing upcoming between now and the end of June to walk through again different aspects of the tool. We also, as I mentioned briefly earlier, we have a number of ways for you to reach out to us. And so we have both live support 2 times a day, as well as you can email us right here. We're going to see exactly where you hit that button and be able to get back to you quickly. Just a common question at this point, though I'm sure I'll find a way to reach out to you. I think we get notified of anybody who wants to hear more about the software. We price based entirely on the number of uploads that an advisor or firm does. So typically a firm would buy a subscription for the entire office and then kind of go from there. You can check out our full pricing at your leisure, holistiplan.com/pricing, or just, you know, our website, and you'll see the pricing button right there at the top. And if you have any questions at all, hit contact us. That's going to go directly to me. So good questions. So yes, Kevin is asking, does it account for charitable carryovers? Does it integrate with Wealthbox or Redtail? On the charitable carryovers, not at the moment. The reason why is we don't currently read in the extra worksheet that the charitable carryovers are coming in through. It's something that's been on our roadmap for a little while, but it's just not been like at the top of the list. And so it doesn't at the moment. So that would be something that you would kind of need to note outside of the software. On the integrations, yes, we do integrate with Redtail, Wealthbox, and you can check out our full integration list. I thought it used to be online, but now I'm realizing that it's not. But Redtail and Wealthbox are the two main ones on the CRM side. So, yeah. Michael's asking about our conversation on IRS transcript delivery. I don't have an update right this moment, Michael, on what that feature, like when, what the timeline of things like that would be. But the basic premise would be that you'd be able to send a client a link, basically a way for them to like DocuSign and agree to let you see their tax return information for the next 3 years, the past 5 or 4 years. And then they will go through kind of a step-by-step process, you know, name, date of birth, social security number, all that information. And then give privileges to you to access that. And then you'll be able to pull down those automatically. So that's something that's hopefully forthcoming. I'm not able to speak to like what date and time frame that's going to look like. So thanks for asking though. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'll stick around for the next few minutes, just if anybody has any questions at all, because I know I'm kind of went on the short side. I'm happy to talk more, but if nobody has anything else, I hope you guys all have a wonderful rest of your day. It's been a pleasure to be with you.
Griffin, on the plans, if you run over, so let's say we want to start it with higher net worth clients, right? Sure. And then we get the 30 and then we upgrade. Yep. What is that, just seamless transition in the upgrade or downgrade?
Yep. It's not as seamless in the downgrade, but it is in the upgrade. The downgrade, you would just need to probably reach out a little bit in case there was like an issue with pricing. But on the upgrade side, you would be able to at any time go into admin yourself, actually settings and subscription, and make the adjustment of, okay, I want to upgrade to the next level. And you're just going to, at that point, pay the difference between those two plans. So from the 30 to the 75 plan, it's 550. You'd pay the difference at that moment. And then like, so say you started your plan today in June 12th. So full calendar year from there, June 12th of next year will be when you renew. But say in December, you needed more uploads. You could do that. You're going to have 45 additional uploads to use this year. But if you don't use them all, we carry over up to 20% of the 75 for you automatically. So that's how that works. And so you can easily, like, we've had lots of firms start at 75 and say, okay, I'm going to just grow as I need to. And I mean, some of our biggest firms now and biggest subscribers now started exactly where you're talking about. So yeah.
Okay.
Great question. You. Yeah. No problem. Kevin.
Yes. Do you pull any other carryover information over, like passive losses or non-deductible IRA basis and IRA? So other items that are kind of on a worksheet.
Yeah. So we don't pull over that. We pull over like capital loss carry forwards, but the passive losses and then like basis on things like that. We're not pulling over and storing in the software and like the way that like a money guide or others would like think, like look at passive like losses and basis in accounts. Good question.
Does it allow you to put basis in, like if you're looking at a Roth conversion and you've got basis in an IRA, does it allow you to hard code that in?
So it doesn't allow you to hard code that in. What it is looking at, so like whenever I enter an amount, and this is this might not make sense in the moment, but we really like, there has to be one seamless way for people to understand what to enter. And so when I'm entering numbers here, I'm entering what's taxable or what's not, or what's deductible or what's not, right? So I'm really not entering like on a Roth conversion. If I know that only 25 of the $50,000 conversion is taxable, I'm not putting 50 here, right? I'm putting 25 because that's what's taxable.
Okay.
And so there was really a decision of like, do we have lots of ways for you to enter 50 and then 25 and all these things, or do we just say what's taxable or not? But yeah, it's a common question. I think as we go along, in the future, we'll probably offer kind of like another layer to scenario analysis where you can do a lot of the things you're talking about. Our kind of short-term goal is we're actually working on a property and casualty, like resource that's very similar to the tax report, where you upload a property and casualty, like the declaration page, and it reads it in and gives you kind of red, yellow, green on those different boxes of like, do you have enough coverage? Are you covering the right things? Kind of things like that. So that's our short-term plans. Sean's asking, I just want to answer this real quickly. Do you have email templates to introduce Holistic Plan to clients and help them encourage? Yeah. Great question, Sean. So, we do. We have a couple of ways for you to kind of get connected to that. So one of the ways, Sean, right now, is you can click on help, and I'm fairly quite confident you go to knowledge base here. And if I type in marketing, there is a tool right here that you can use kind of as a one pager to drop out to clients and explain. I also have one from that we created with our F&G webinar last week that provides sort of the same idea. We're going to have an announcement probably in the next couple of weeks. Actually, I know it's almost all done. There's one last piece to be done. And probably early July, we'll have a big marketing toolkit that you can access. And so there'll be a number of resources within there from like a marketing perspective, either, you know, social cards, things like that, to use as you're thinking about how you market this to potential clients. So yeah, good question. I noticed your 1XVI. I was like, oh, I remember that that email address from recent subscriptions channel. So welcome on the platform. Yeah. Any other questions? These are good ones. Cool. Well, I'm going to jump to my next call, which is another session of this in just a few minutes. Again, if I can help you in any way at all, if you're a current subscriber, hit contact support and they can get you connected with me. My name is Griffin. But if you're not a current subscriber, if you go to holistiplan.com and hit contact us right here at the top, that'll go directly to my email. I'd give you my email, which is just griffin.kale. But in the event it doesn't come across correctly, you can contact us right there. That's going to come straight to my inbox. We started our business just at 4 years ago. And it has been a really wild 4 years. When we started, two financial advisors, my bosses, Kevin Lozier and Roger Pine, they both left their respective firms to do something that they just wanted to help more clients. They wanted to find a way to touch more lives, to affect more people. And so they left their respective firms to a degree and started Holistic Plan. We were designed because Kevin and Roger realized there was like a need. They were doing every year, they were going out, they were reading through tax returns of all of their clients. They were providing the summary page for the client. They were doing projections and planning and all these things. And they were doing it all via Excel and, you know, Microsoft Publisher resources. You know, they were creating these different templates and worksheets and all this stuff. And what they realized is like, man, surely a software can do all of this for me. And so they developed Holistic Plan with that in mind. So in the 4 years that we've been in business, and whenever we started in 2020, that first year that the T3 tech survey came out, about 4 to 6% of financial advisors were using some sort of tax planning software or said that, you know, hey, I'm using something. Today, that number is closer to 40% of advisors who were asked. And I think that's important for you all as advisors to hear, not because of I benefit from you hearing that, though I do, and I recognize that, but because I want you to hear, this is becoming something that clients expect to see. When they go to a financial advisor, they more and more expect to see, you're going to help me understand these changes that are happening constantly, these new laws that are being passed constantly, and also just the potential opportunities that I have. Maybe, you know, surely I'm missing something important. And our software helps with that. So really simple process here. I'm going to hit upload return. I'm going to go right here to 2022. I'm going to click a file and I'm going to grab this one right here and I hit upload. And now we're going to wait for about 30 seconds. And in those 30 seconds, what happens is the software reads through the entirety of that personal tax return. And it is going to provide for me a handful of deliverable tools, but also ways that we can like look at, observe, analyze the return. It's not going to require a ton of effort on my side. Again, all I did was just say, this is the client's name. This is their date of birth. This is where they live, right? The software is going to do the rest for me, which is really nice. And you'll probably, you can guess, right? These clients are not actually named Alexander and Elizabeth Hamilton. The software is not storing or caring about their personal information. What we're concerned about, what the software is concerned about is the tax data, right? What's that wage line look like? What's their income line look like? So the first report we're going to dig into once it's ready is called the Tax Explainer. This at a high, high level just kind of walks through how income and taxable items came to be. And we're going to drop into that now. So if you have any questions, again, for those of you who weren't here right at the beginning, feel free, unmute, interrupt me. I mentioned I like to kind of play on the fly. So if you have questions that are going to take me a different direction, I'm happy to go there. And so I'm happy to talk more. You can also use chat. I'm looking over there. It's on this screen. So this tax explainer, like I mentioned, it's just going to explain for me, right? Explainer, how things like my income came to be, right? You know, what are all the different buckets that are being filled as I make money throughout the year? How much of my Social Security is taxable, right? These, I didn't even think about the fact that unemployment compensation is going to come into play, things like that. So these are just some moments that I may want to pause and talk through with the client. You know, do you realize that that's part of your comp and a part of the things that the government considers income, right? Below that, we help them understand and maybe even ourselves understand. I get lost a lot of times in the federal tax code, how things like AGI work, right? How do deductions come into play, right? How do I get from this $450,000 number to 382, which is what I'm taxed at? And the next box is going to kind of explain that even more, right? Your deductions, right? You're below the line as it relates to charitable giving, state and local tax, things like that, those bigger buckets. And then below that, even this total tax bucket. So this walks the client and me through, you know, not that I'm taxed at 24%, which is my top bracket, but excuse me, that you know, this portion of your tax income is taxed at 10%, this portion at 12, et cetera. This is something that I would gander to say the average American does not understand at all. And it's not their fault. It's a very complicated system. And I think most of your clients fit into that category of, man, it's not something that I feel confident in or comfortable talking about. And our goal is to help you as advisors just have some resources at your disposal to talk through with your client. Below that, credits and payments. So I can kind of see how my different payments throughout the year or my credits came into play to create, you know, really, am I going to get a refund at the end of the year or am I going to owe something? And so it's just, again, quick resource. You can print this if you want to. It doesn't look great, but really we designed it for you to, you know, sit down and open these sections. But if you want to hit Control P, you're welcome to do so and print this. But the tax report is really where we're going to spend a lot of our time. And there's good reason for it. Again, most clients aren't, if they look at their tax return at the end of the year after paying their bill or getting their refund, they're not probably understanding a lot of it. And so the goal of the tax report is to simplify and explain that. Walk them through, you know, hey, here's your total income. Here's your AGI, right? These kind of high level figures. Now, maybe that's not always the most helpful. So if I want to remove some of these figures from the report, I can do so at kind of a firm level. But things that are helpful for sure to everyone, understanding on average, what am I taxed at, right? Every single dollar I bring in on average, about how much is that getting taxed, right? So every time I get a check, how much should I expect is going to go to the federal government at the end of the year, just in my tax rate? That doesn't even include Medicare expenses and Social Security, things like that. Helping them just really briefly kind of high level understand total and taxable Social Security credits claimed, right? These are basic sort of items, but important ones that can often get ignored. And then below that, we just continue to summarize things like marginal tax bracket information, you know, where you fell, where you could have fallen if we made, you know, less money or more money, et cetera. MAGI tiers. For those of you advisors who maybe kind of try to keep in your mind about how much they can have to make before they aren't able to contribute to a Roth directly, or before they're not able to take that child tax credit anymore, right? It's all right here for me. And you'll notice, you know, this client's over on every single section here. So if I wanted to, just to make things simple for me and the report, I can hide that section entirely, right? Below that, itemized deduction summary, these big kind of high level buckets of where that fell in from an itemized perspective, scheduled DCAP gains and losses, Medicare premiums for the future. You know, this client's in their 60s. They're actually already kind of probably at the Medicare drawing age. We want to be pausing to stop and talk about this, right? You're going to be owing additional $450 a month in additional Medicare cost because of how much you made in your last year of business. So, you know, are we getting that number down next year? And if so, how much? And then, of course, Schedule C, E, and B income sources. I'll pause here on Schedule B. I think this is often ignored or missed, mainly because it just, you know, it's things that I think I know about, right? But imagine you have a new client come in, you offer this, they say, yeah, great. You scan in their tax return and you see that they're getting $1,000 in interest every year from a bank. Maybe it's a high yield savings account, but even if it's a high yield, like 4%, $1,000, that's a fair amount of money sitting in that account. And maybe you want to pause and just have a conversation about, you know, what do you feel comfortable having in savings? Let's kind of find a good number here as it relates to, you know, I want to have this much for my safe moment of like, I need to pay some massive bill, things like that. And so this is just a good resource and a good place to kind of data mine and understand a little bit more about your client, given that you often don't know all the ins and outs of your client's life. And then below that are observations. So up to this point, it's all been summary. Right here is where now we're talking about actually the software going out and providing observable like opportunities. Some of these are actionable. Some of these are just education. Letting the client know how much of their Social Security was taxed as income is just an education moment, right? Hey, client, you know, you're never 100% of your Social Security, at least as far as we know, is never going to be taxed, right? You're always going to have 15%, maybe less if we make way less money. But in this case, you know, you're at that 85% at the very top, right? But something that's more actionable, you know, I want to make sure I note, maybe they've never had a bad experience with a CPA. And so we want to pause here and say, hey, I don't know why you've stopped going to a CPA and you marked it as self-prep this return. But it's not a great idea given that you've got C and E income on here. You know, maybe they already have a CPA and I don't know why they checked that box. I can quickly hide this, right? What about things like, you know, just, hey, based on your income and age, we might want to consider a Roth conversion and because you're in that lower 24% bracket. Maybe we're talking about maxing out their HSA giving. You know, the software is going to note if they haven't done so. The software is going to note things like you had a charitable contributions in excess of 10,000, and you might want to consider alternating your strategies or a donor advised fund to maximize that. This is something that's more forward thinking than just next year. And maybe you don't understand all the benefits of that. We have integrations that help with that. So right here within the software, without clicking too far, strategies and tactics when using donor advised funds for charitable giving from kitsis.com. So I've got a resource I can go out and read this free article about, you know, what the benefit of that would be. I can edit any of these. I can hide any of these. I can add observations myself. And we do actually provide some reminders out here. We don't read the full state tax return, but we do provide some reminders out here, especially on those states where you have clients, you know, don't always touch Virginia. I want to be reminded if 529 plan deductions or contributions are deductible, or if Social Security benefits are taxed at that area, or maybe even Roth conversions are taxed or not, right? These are big, important pieces. So I'm going to pause there and just see if there's any questions at all about this report so far. If you don't have a question just yet, that's totally fine. I'm happy to, we can circle back and talk more later. Just want to pause there and just see if there's anything that's come up. While I pause, I'm going to just get myself a little more water. You'll forgive me. So the latter half of the software and arguably the more in-depth piece is scenario analysis. And this is where The software has taken all the information it's gleaned from the tax return. It's dropped it all into fields that I can then copy forward really easily by just hitting copy from scenario and jumping into an editable piece. So 2023 is the year I'm planning for. I'm going to call this the 2023 baseline, right? And now I'm going to update my baseline because I just copied and pasted 2022's information forward. Maybe they don't have all this capital gain. Maybe they've actually got some loss that they're taking this year, right? Maybe they don't have, all this IRA distribution from last year. Let's go ahead and zero that out, right? Let's scroll down to Schedule A deductions. They made a charitable contribution last year. Haven't done so yet this year. Let's remove that. And we'll take out these medical expenses as well. Haven't been in the hospital yet. So now I've got sort of a new baseline for what I know to be true about the client. And this allows me to begin kind of planning for the future. If I click here at the top and I hit solve for max, this is kind of one of the questions that we get most often about, you know, how much room do I have in the bracket? How much room do I have before X, Y, or Z happens? This is just a really quick answer for that. Before the next change in effective rate or effective cost on that dollar, you can add $144,000 worth of income. Oop, didn't mean to click out, right? Before the Medicare premiums are going to jump up again, I've got $37,000 worth of room. That's important. I got $0 worth of room in the cap gain side. And then again, $37,000, same number down there on a Medicare. This is just a gut check. It's really meant to be, you know, really quickly, how much room do I have, right? And maybe if the client's talking about $100,000 conversion, I see that number and I go, cool, we're probably in an okay spot. But maybe that Medicare premium concerns me. I want to see what that number looks like. We've got a tool that lets you see kind of dollar for dollar how those additional dollars are going to be taxed. And this really is just designed to help you as the advisor kind of spot where the jumps occur, why the jumps occur. And you can see below, you know, explanation of how those dollars, additional dollars, are going to be taxed and at what rate. I can see that 37,000 jump is an additional $3,700, pretty much $100 a year per person in Medicare expenses. 5,191, you know, if I go all the way up to like 100,000, which is what they were talking about, you know, we want to be planning for that additional $5,200 in Medicare expenses per person per year. So important stuff. Below that, I see the same information for cap gains. I think a really good, again, resource if we're thinking about adding additional. So this lets me take this information back and actually begin doing some of the planning. You know, maybe now instead of a big conversion, they're talking about flipping that IRA contribution that charitable gift to a tax-free QCD because they, you know, they just turned 70 and a half, right? Well, it's going to quickly break out for me and explain kind of what the tax savings would be for that decision based on taking a distribution and then donating or just taking a distribution, right? And so if I click on this explainer here, it actually walks through for the client and explains to them what the eligibility rules are on QCDs, how it works, and then being able to really briefly kind of summarize, here's how much your bill could be lowered by. Now, I'm not prepping your return. I don't have all the answers, but could potentially save you, you know, this amount of money. Good idea. Or not, right? Sometimes it's not a good idea. You'll see that. We have the same type of tool for Roth conversions. It does require a fair amount more data entry. You just need to let us know things like, you know, if I click on Roth Explainer here, what it's going to ask me is like, what does their accounts look like? What do you expect their life, like around life expectancy, things like, you know, their spending. We need to know some of that information. So there's a few pages you can see here of just some questions to go through. But at the end, again, you have a similar type of tool. What is a conversion? What's the benefit of a conversion? And then really evaluating that conversion and at what point it becomes a break-even decision. Because I didn't enter the information. I don't have that information below. But feel free to reach out after the call. I'm happy to send you some samples so you can see that further. Walking back again, I just want to mention a couple more things here and then I'll move on. I think one of the main benefits to this is your clients are wondering oftentimes whenever they're making big income decisions or probably most often around like charitable gifts, if they're doing that, actually, how much does this benefit me to do so? Is the benefit great? Is it small? What's the dollar amount to it? And the reality is that CPAs are oftentimes not, it's not that they're not equipped in knowledge, it's that they're not equipped with enough time to provide this type of planning. I have a really good friend who's a CPA. I see him most weekends. He lives right in my neighborhood. He and I, he does my taxes every year. We have never talked about planning, even before I worked at Holista Plan. And part of that's just a matter of like, he is prepping hundreds of returns a year. He's got other businesses he's doing accounting for, things like that. And so that planning is not really high on his priority list. And so I think a lot of advisors look at this and they go, man, I'm worried I'm going to like upset some people in my area. I think it's all about how you frame this conversation. And so being able just to say, hey, I'm trying to help our mutual client make better decisions. And I know that you may not have time to answer their calls all the time, but I'm aware of all of these different things in their life from a financial perspective. I'm aware of how much in capital gain they're going to take before they even do it that year, because I'm looking at the information. I'm looking at those accounts daily. So this is what really the design is in mind, is to help you answer those questions, help you answer those questions at the state tax level, help you to answer those questions at, you know, again, like Medicare levels, things like that. And if you're not sure about any of this, if any of it feels overwhelming as you're watching and listening, we've got tons of resources. Right over here is one of the quickest ones you can get to, right? If I don't know how to model a QCD, there's an explanation of how to do so, right? Starting point. Now, that's not enough, nor would it be all we do, right? You can hit contact support. We can help you with more in-depth questions. We have live support hours, both about an hour and a half in the morning and an hour and a half in the afternoon currently, where you can drop into a live support queue and get help from an enrolled agent and CFP here on staff with us. So it's going to be a Zoom call just like this, one-on-one. You can share your screen. We'll talk through what issues you're running into. And then we also have a number of different ways for you to get trained on the software right here. So being able to drop into these different webinar recordings throughout the, you know, right away, or sign up for our future webinars. I want to pause just to mention, this is probably one of my favorites, right? This Thursday coming up, we partnered with Debbie Taylor back in January, actually in December, to begin developing this series. Debbie is a financial advisor out of New York. She's built an incredible practice up there, does planning. Tax planning is a huge part of her business, partly because she had a CPA and has a CPA. And it was really important to her to help, you know, clients with this particular issue, because she's like, man, I just see so much opportunity here. And so we developed a course with her where she's walking through not only how she uses Holista Plan, but how she's built her tax planning practice, how she sends the tax report email, right? An entire hour on how she composes that for a client and walking through, man, here are the conversations. Here's the way I want to lay this out for the client, help them understand better. And so we've really, you know, I know that that's not a best use of anybody's time in some ways, an hour to talk about writing an email, but man, if you can take an hour to not toil away at it later, we think it's been really helpful. And we see over 2,000 people join that webinar every single month. And so we're really encouraged by that. So we have a few more different ways for you to access and use the tool. I want to talk about one last one, and then I'll wrap up here. Thank you, Kim. I really appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a real joy working with Debbie. She's a lot of fun, and I have a lot of great respect for her. This age reminders is one of my personal favorite screens, because I think it just our goal has changed over time. We initially started with we want to build a piece of software to do this, right? Now it's, I want to help advisors have better conversations with their clients. And I mean that, we mean that. Roger and Kevin did not start Holista Plan to make themselves famous or anything like that. They started it to help clients. And then they hoped that they would make a little bit of money in the meantime. But this age reminder section allows you as the advisor just to stay connected to what might be happening with your client, whether they know it or not. So if you click over here, notice I'm just clicking current year, right? And I can get these delivered to me via email. But notice 64.75, so 64 3/4 Medicare eligible. Now, maybe I don't know what that is. I don't know how to start a conversation with a client about that. We've got you covered, right? Sorry, I kind of clicked out of there too quickly. We've got you covered with just some quick talking points as to how you might start and have a conversation with your client about this before it becomes a problem. What I don't want is my client finding out about Medicare only from someone calling them on their phone. That's not me and some random person. I don't want my client finding out about it only from the TV or only from their favorite news channel, right? I want them probably starting to find out about it from me, and that creates a good positive touch point for you too. And hopefully a way for you to connect on maybe scary issues. Maybe they're worried about Medicare and what an application looks like. Same thing, I can jump forward into next year and I can see the things coming up. And so we've got some different resources there. So if you're not using Holista Plan yet and have questions further, I feel pretty confident there's going to be a way for us to reach out to you after the call or after today's event and let you know more. But I just want to mention, if you kind of are already ready to jump in, we have a trial. We have a lot of ways for you to get connected. Our pricing is all listed out right here in black and white. We price purely based on the number of uploads you do, based on instead of how many advisors are in the practice or things like that. So typically a whole firm would buy, you would have your own login, and then you would price based on number of uploads. So most people start kind of here in this 75 upload level, and that gets you access to everything I've shown you today. So if you have questions further and want to talk to me right here at the top, contact us. This is going to get you directly to my inbox. So I'm the one who sees these right away, or you can schedule a demo with one of my colleagues please feel free to do that if you want to talk more. So I'm going to stop here and just see if there's any more questions at all before I wrap up to see what else has come up. Thanks again for having me on. I really appreciate it. I hope you guys have had a good day. Somebody is joining quite late, but welcome back. Ernie, we are right at the end and I'm just wrapping up, but if you'd like to see more, I know we're going to do recordings and stuff, but if you have any questions and like to see a demo, you can go to our website, anywhere on our website, holistaplanning.com, hit contact us, or you'll see a little button to schedule a demo in the bottom right. Rosario is asking, what happens if you upload one or two more tax returns over the allowed? Okay, that's a great question. So it actually doesn't automatically jump you, Rosario, which is one of our concerns too, right? So we didn't want that to happen. So what happens when you get to say you're in the 75 upload plan, when you get to 73, we're going to start letting you know, hey, you're about to reach your cap. And so when you get to 75, it is going to stop you and ask you what you want to do. So it won't automatically jump you to the next price. You'll see on our pricing, the next jump is from 75 to 150. That's not the case. We have blocks of 100, 125, et cetera. And so you would just, upgrade to the next level if you wanted to. You get access to those additional uploads. And then any of those uploads you don't use, we carry over 20% of unused uploads per year. So say you're on the 100 upload plan and you don't use all 100, you use 80. We're going to carry over the 20 for you anyways. And so in case you didn't get to all of them, that's okay. So